Moro moro bungewa radio SKFM yu platform din umanqam tangwa Mr. De Silva ki radio SKFM yan kwada kwanda ngichi kesike kawa meti meti kwa gani kuna veskende mawchongi afrikansi nga gani kuna ke porhama wale na sabot a porhama ulusi se mhida dri derta eto na mita Jacob Makai ke tige lene ECBC education ke tige department ya wile musa ten aga wige tige department ya underwesi nga wige porhama wale na sabot ta wolu se ga ba kan nan mugu kan wuta na wace kwani in hiti crazy kan wa bile musa kadani kuna ta ngiya hasta nwa ngiya kun kan kona kun ngam jikta sing wa veskin dia u kan ta ikame kan sing ma kama ta hitu sisi ya ngu kon nam kan ege radio sk modern se open ga wolu se ma ngiya tali kan wa frequency kwedam kon tali ki platform kan wolu se ma pan ngam interview of presentation ta kun ngam bunga ya platform dine ge tike bile musa ngalo kwa. Goeiemiddag meneer De Silva, kan u uself aan die luisteraars voorstel, baie dankie.
Goeiemiddag luisteraars, ek is Eldridge De Silva, werkzaam by departement onderwijs, hoofkantoor. Ek is verantwoordelik vir die wiskunde in die provinsie, vooral die FET wiskunde.
Kan u vir ons net bietjie briefly agtergrond gee oor die die topic of die vak wat jy gekies het vandag waaroor u gaan kom gesels met ons?
Ja, vandag wil ek net so bietjie gesels oor 'n paar vaardighede or skills that we need to have to prepare our learners for a test or examination. Then there is also a thing as math anxiety, and this is a thing wat langsam met ons aankom. Die ouers het mos in ons geïnstil dat ons 'n bietjie bang moet wees vir mathematics. So today I want to show you that we don't need to be any more afraid of mathematics.
What is a mathematical anxiety?
Mathematical anxiety has shown that 40% of variation in mathematical genetically is determined. Yes, the other 60 part can be explored. If anxiety exists, only 8.5% of mathematical problem solving will be utilized if you are negative or function under severe stress situation. In layman's terms, anxiety can be seen as to be afraid of mathematical testing of certain skills. So you can be frightened or scared for mathematics, and that is what our parents instilled on us.
How can the phobia of mathematics be breached?
Yo, Jacob, one thing today I want to tell the learners is to be properly prepared. Yes, mathematics can be learned. There's a few things that we must learn. Then you must be confident. I usually tell learners, you must gym the same way as the sport top performers do.
Are there any study tips that might assist students in mastering mathematics?
Yes, definitely. There are basically 10 study tips that students can follow. 1. Have all your material ready before you begin studying. Your pencils, your pen, highlighter, paper, and even a calculator. 2. Be positive. Make sure your brain holds on to the information you are learning by reminding yourself how important it is to remember the work and get the marks. 3. Take a walk outside. A change of scenery will stimulate your learning. You'll be surprised at how much more you can take in after being outside in the fresh air. 4. Break up your learning sections into manageable parts or smaller chunks, as we usually do in different topics. We cluster them topic by topic. Trying to learn too much at a time will only result in a tired, unfocused, and anxious brain. 5. Keep your study sessions short but effective, and reward yourself with short constructive breaks. Yes, then you can take that break with a cell phone or play with a dog. Number 6. Teach yourself concepts to anyone who will listen. It might feel strange at first, but it is definitely worth reading your revision notes out aloud. Number 7. Your brain learns well with colors and pictures. Try to use them whenever you can. I usually tell learners, if you draw functions, use different colors. Number 8. Be confident with the learning areas you know well and focus your brain energy on the sections that you find more difficult to take in. Number 9. Repetition is the key to retaining information you have to learn. Keep going. Don't give up. Yes, as I said, we must gym this mathematics. Use past papers, topic by topic material, exercise, and don't give up. Number 10. And this one. Sleeping at least 8 hours every night, eating properly, and drinking plenty of water are all important things you need to do for your brain. Studying for exams is like strenuous exercise, so you must be physically prepared. You must be strong. And today, I want to add the 11th one. Stay away from the cell phone. Minimize, cut on screen time. Don't even think of rewriting an exam.
How can mnemonics assist the learning and teaching process?
Your mnemonic codes are a long part of mathematics. Here's the most useful or well-known one is BODMAS. BODMAS, whereby the B standing for brackets, O for off or order, D for division, M for multiplication, A for addition, and S for subtraction. That is the order of our operations. There's a lot more, like Sokotoa. Later on, we will mention that as well.
And then how can mind maps assist the learning and teaching process?
Yes, mind maps can really assist us. You can draw, as we usually say, a few clouds, circles, or whatever. And then you can, if you say, for instance, you want to do the most common topic like factorization, all the different type of factorizations, take out the common factor, do a small cloud there, show yourself what to do, difference between two squares, trinomials, cubic functions, difference and sum of cubes, and even completing the squares. That is also a way that these mind maps can assist you.
Coming to examination, on the day of the examination, is there anything such as steps or anything that learners would know about?
Yes, definitely. First thing, make sure you have all your necessary stationery for the exam. It is pens, pencils, eraser, protector, compass, calculator, and make sure about the batteries, yes. Make sure that you bring your ID document and exam admission letter. Number 2, arrive on time, at least 1 hour before the start of the exam. Number 3, go to the toilet before entering the exam room. You don't want to waste valuable time going to the toilet during the exam. Number 4, use the 10 minutes reading time to read the instructions carefully. This helps to open the information in your brain. Start with the questions you think is the easiest to get the flow going. Number 5, break the questions down to make sure you understand what is being asked. If you don't answer the question properly, you won't get any marks for it. Look for the keywords in the question to know how to answer it. So we can stagger it. Yes. Number 6. Try all the questions. Each question has some easy marks in it. So make sure that you do all the questions in the exam. Yes, we usually speak about our levels, cognitive levels, level 1 to level 4 questions. The level 1 and level 2 is the easier questions. Number 7, never panic. Even if the question seems difficult at first, it will be linked with something you have covered. Find the connection. Number 8, manage your time properly. Don't waste time on questions you are unsure of. Move on and come back if time allows. Do the questions that you know the answers for first. Number 9, write big and bold and clearly. You will get more marks if the marker can just read your answer clearly. Number 10, check your weightings. Now I will also discuss that later. How many marks you have been allocated for the answer. Take note of the ticks in your study guide as examples of marks allocated. Do not give more or less information than is required.
Coming to accents, how can accent words assess the learner in the learning of mathematics?
Yes, action words can assist us. There's a few words that you must even know, and this can also go to other content areas. So if I can just mention a few. To analyze, yes, to separate the exam or examine and interpret. In mathematics, you must usually use the word calculate. This means a numerical answer is required. In general, you should show your working, especially where two or more steps are involved. You can even use classify, group things based on common characteristics. In mathematics, we also use define, give a clear meaning. Sometimes, examiner also asks to describe. You state in words. The most favorite one is to determine, to calculate something, or to discover the answer by examining evidence. In calculus, sometimes we have to differentiate. You will also sometimes in statistics have to discuss. You have to identify. Sometimes you must tabulate in mathematics as well.
Does mathematics has a vocabulary or dictionary?
Yes, there's a few dictionaries on the market, but you must know the vocabulary of mathematics. There's really certain things that we must know. There's a few basic pointers that you must know. If I speak of multiplication, then it usually is that cross sign, but sometimes it can just be a dot, and that dot can be M1 dot M2. But what is the meaning? The meaning is mass 1 times mass 2. So the dot is implicating that you are multiplicating. Or even sometimes in analytical geometry, we can do M1 times M2 equals to -1. M dot times M2 is -1. That is the gradient of the one times the gradient of the second one is equal to -1. So, but we must also never confuse the comma with a dot. Sometimes the comma means the same as decimal point on a calculator. Like, for instance, 4.5 is the same as 4.5. But then we mustn't confuse the decimal point with a dot product. Like, for instance, 4.5 can be 4.5. But 4.5 can be 4 times 5, and that is 20. So we can rather avoid using the dot product for this reason. Now, sometimes variables is also used in mathematics, and the most common variables is our x and our y and our z. We must also use the subject of the formula or solving for. Very often in mathematics, you have to make something the subject of the formula or solve for something. This refers to finding the value of an unknown quantity if you have been given other quantities and the formula that shows the relationship between them. The word formula means a rule for working something out. We work with formulas to draw graphs and also to calculate values such as area, perimeter, and volume. Sometimes you need to substitute values into the formula. Now, luckily, in the exam, you are given a formula sheet. So all you need to do is just to plug in the values or to substitute it in, and voila, you will get to the answer. So the other thing is to go to statistics. There's a few things that we must also know in statistics. One is the dependent variable, the thing that comes out of an experiment, the effect or the result. We usually call it the Y values. The independent variable, the things that act as an input to the experiment. So if I can also, in statistics, use the word mean, the average is the same word. In the series 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9, the mean, we can get it as to add up all that integers, the 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9, and then we will get a total of 25, and because there's 5 data there, so we can divide it. So 25 divided by 5, therefore our average or our mean is also equal to 5. Another term that we can use in statistics is median. Now, what is the median? The median is usually the middle value of the range of data. In a series 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, you can easily see that 5 is right in the middle of the data. But unless these data must also be ordered. So you must can order it from the highest to the lowest or the lowest to the highest. Usually use it from the lowest to the highest. Then the 5 is immediately in the middle. Another term is the mode. The most common piece of data. In the series 1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 3, 4, and 5, the mode is 3. Because 3 is the most common value there. Sometimes in triangles, a few things we need to know. In a triangle, our length and our sides or our sides can give us our area. Now, artisans usually use these concepts in if they want to tile. And it is usually given in square units. To calculate the length of sides of right angle triangles, we use the Pythagorean theorem. The square of the hypotenuse is equal to the sum of the squares of the other two sides. In trigonometry, there's also a few things that I need to mention. And that is the sine and the cos and the tan function. Now, how do we get to that? Now, I earlier spoke of mnemonics or word associations. The English version, Sokotoa, is the most favorite one there, whereby sine is opposite over hypotenuse, that's the O and the H, cos is adjacent over hypotenuse, A over H, and the tan is opposite over adjacent, and that's O over A. That is a little about trigonometry. But sometimes there's our friend theta as well. We will usually refer to theta as well. In circles, we can speak about radii, radius, diameter. The diameter is twice the radius. The edge of a circle is called the circumference. Diameter means to measure across. Compare diagonal with, which means an angle across a square or rectangle. Circumference means to carry in a circle. That all comes from Latin words and words and Greek words. Area of a circle. Here's the formula. Pi radius squared. Circumference, 2 pi radius. So that is also formulas we need to know. Sometimes in probability, we can use reading tables. Yes, whereby the tables do have rows and columns. We can interpret the rows and the columns. Sometimes we refer to them as contingency tables, two-way tables as well.
As ek hier deur geluister het, wanneer dit kom by die structure van die vraagstel, does the learner needs to know the structure of the question papers?
Ja, definitely. And there's sometimes things to go about, especially in our paper 1. If I just speak about grade 12, algebra usually is 25 marks. Our learners, that 25 marks is marks that you must get. Patterns is 25 marks. Finance, 15 marks. Functions and graphs, 35 marks. Differential calculus, 35 marks. Probability, 15 marks. Now you can easily see where the big chunk of marks is laying. Out of this 150, you can see in the algebra, you can easily get marks there, as I mentioned. In the functions and graphs, 35 marks. And in the calculus, 35 marks. So in a question paper, all you need to do is just to get out of that 150, 45 marks to get to your 30%. If I can go to the paper 2, statistics, 20 marks. And in that section, you can easily use your calculator. So you must know your calculator. Analytical geometry, 40 marks. Trigonometry, 50 marks. Yes, 50 marks there. Euclidean geometry and measurement, 40 marks. Also a total of 150. As I mentioned, you must just get 45 out of that 150. Then you're already on a level 2.
Dankie, meneer De Silva. Ek het maar deur u presentatie geluister, maar ek het maar daarom nie 'n clue wat u aangesê, maar ek hoop die leerders of die mense buite is wat nou meer belang in wiskunde het. En as 'n mens kan verstaan, dit is belangrik dat 'n mens kan die wiskunde taal kan ken. Soos jy byvoorbeeld die formule en alles wat jy nou gemens het, dit kan baie maklik vir jou wees as jy die wiskunde taal kan ken. Weerens wil ek my net baie dankie sê vir die belovende en informatiewe inligting wat jy vandag met ons gedeel het en die tyd wat jy gespandeer het en met ons gesels oor die oor wiskunde op Radio SKFM. Ons is baie dankbaar om vir jou tyd op die studio. Baie dankie vir jou tyd vandag.
Ja, dit is 'n plesier. Ek wil net vir die luisteraars sê dat wiskunde kan ons wêreld oopmaak. Ons kan nie 'n wêreld sonder wiskunde sien nie. Die basiese wiskunde of advanced maths, ons moet dit nodig het om in ordentlike beroepe te kan kom vandag. So, soos jy nog gesê het, Jacob, as ons die wiskunde taal wil master, dan het jy alreeds nog 'n ekstra taal aangeleer. Jy is uniek, because you can speak another language of X and Y's. Baie dankie.
Ja, manner de Silvan doe ik aan hem ge, lenen support ge, koos SBC die kies in het programma ge, Radio SKFM. Maar zat dan kon ik aan hem ge, die kies ik al wesken die, kan ik aan hem wesken in Atali, kan makkelijk in Mugus aan hem, afaka of afrastel tja ga ook door. Dan te dan langs wesken die wat ik ge, kan ik goed technologie kon, ja goed wetenschap, sociale science kon, kan wat ik ge, ja, ik die kies. Dan maar sing de, kalak ang technologie ke tsiki beskende tutang a kwake ene ke tsika kwanta wa de beskende wa belangri ki fake pane gom mbom deming ya iskola o kama college kuna kama university kuna beskende wa tsiki wa tsinga wa tsinga usi ka dun kwa kwa ngake ju presentation ju gigi ngom under de silva e tsiki radio SKFM ke norkam ay department of lungu sawi ke SBC Education Program. Ito do sila katim deo unu kwege radio SKFM 100 COPNHFN. Tami mungsing katim deo kwege lene support nga program.